Best Wedding Ever by Victor Roger. Some people are really into the lovey-dovey stuff at weddings, or they get excited about what everyone's wearing or who's going to be there. Me, I just want to know about the cake. If it's a fruit cake like the one at Uncle Joe's wedding, then it's not normally a great wedding. But if it's a chocolate cake like the one at Uncle Ma Law's wedding, then it's normally an excellent wedding. So when my dads told me they were getting married, I had one question. Were they having a chocolate cake? Papa Bita seemed disappointed. "Aren't you excited we're getting married, Levi?" he asked. He and Dad both looked at me in the same way, kind of hopeful but scared at the same time. If I was being completely honest, I would have said I think weddings are pretty boring until it gets to the cake. But because they're my dads, I said, "Of course I'm excited," and I gave them both a hug. But I'm telling you this now. If I ever get married, you can forget about any of that down the aisle and exchanging vow stuff. I'm just gonna cut straight to the cake. Footnote 1. Though actually, Uncle Joe's wedding was a great wedding. The best man kept yelling at the DJ to play "What Does the Fox Say?" before he fell asleep on top of a bowl of ambrosia. Footnote 2. All the guys did this dance routine and Nani Nu'a got up and joined in. My dads wanted their wedding to be perfect. They spent a lot of time deciding things like when to send out the invitations and who was going to come. Only things didn't go to plan. For starters, Dad emailed his brother Joe and asked if he'd be one of his groomsmen. Joe emailed him right back and said he'd be honoured to be the best man. Papa had already asked his brother Stone to be the best man, so then he had to unask him. Then Papa asked Dad's niece Sophia to be the flower girl. But Papa's mum, Nani Nu'a, hit the roof. She insisted it should be his own niece, Sepela, so then he had to unask Sophia to be the flower girl, which made Sophia cry, and that made Dad's mum, Granny Annie, really cross. She even accused Nani Nu'a of being a control freak. That night, Papa stood at the fridge and ate coconut ice cream straight out of the container. "Careful," warned Dad. "You won't fit into your wedding pants, and we both know they're pretty tight already." "I'm eating my feelings," Papa said. "Then you should definitely wear your ifaikanga for the wedding," said Dad. An ifaikanga is a formal lava lava. Dad said it would let Papa eat as many of his feelings as he liked. "Maybe we should just elope," said Papa. Footnote 3. To be honest, I think they spent more time deciding who wasn't going to come. Footnote 4. I won't get into the details, but figuring out who would be unasked was a major drama that went on for days. Footnote 5. Papa and Dad agreed that both their mothers are control freaks. The wedding was in Kaikoura on the farm where Dad grew up. It was a sunny day with clear blue skies, and all the guests said it was a beautiful place to get married. It was just so peaceful. Apart from the sandflies, they were everywhere that day, and vicious. Everyone was slapping and scratching and itching. Even the marriage celebrant was distracted. All Nanny Nu'a could find to swat off the sandflies was her fan. My dads were saying their vows when Nanny Nu'a accidentally swatted Granny Annie right in the face. Papa and Dad had to stop talking and just sort of stand there until Granny Annie calmed down. But you could tell Papa was rattled. When he went to put the ring on Dad's finger, he dropped it. Papa bent down to pick the ring up. Suddenly, there was this almighty rip. A look of pure horror appeared on Papa's face. He had split his pants. "How bad is it?" he whispered to me. I looked down. Pretty bad. Footnote 6. At least she said it was an accident. "I knew you should have worn your ewhaikanga," hissed Dad. "Stay right there," Papa whispered to me. "Don't move till I say so." So I had to stand behind Papa for the rest of the ceremony so no one could see his red undies. When the celebrant finally announced that Papa and Dad were married, it was time for them to walk down the aisle past all the guests. Papa walked like his thighs were glued together, with me scurrying behind just in case. He got changed into his ewhaikanga and we went and posed for the photos. This involved the photographer taking lots of shots of Papa and Dad gazing at each other like they'd just had the best wedding ever. Even though we'd been attacked by sandflies, Nanny Nu'a had swatted Granny Annie and Papa Pita had split his pants. Footnote 7. Just after slapping himself in the face to get rid of a sandfly. When we finally got to the reception, I was so hungry I didn't hear any of the speeches. I could only think about one thing. It was right there on the table, all five tiers of it, with two miniature men in suits plonked on top. I was wondering if they were made out of chocolate too, when I heard Papa say my name. "Levi?" Everyone was looking at me. Papa, Dad, Nanny Nu'a, Granny Annie with her one good eye, Uncle Joe, Uncle Stone, Sophia, Sepela, and all the rest of them. "Sorry. What did you say?" I asked. "I said Dad and I have a surprise. Will you join us, please?" He beckoned me over. "I bet you've been thinking all day, I wish we'd just get to the cake. So we're going to break with tradition and cut it right now, before dinner, just for you." I thought for a second I was dreaming, but then my dad's found a knife and together the three of us cut a huge slice. "There you go, Levi," said Papa, handing me a plate. "That's for you. Because we know how much you love chocolate cake. And we hope you know how much we love you." My two grandmas started to clap. I took the cake and had a bite. It was fudgy with a thick layer of chocolate icing. Hands down, it was the most delicious chocolate cake I'd ever eaten in my life. I smiled at my dad's. They were looking at me again with that same combination of fear and hope. I had three words for them. Best wedding ever. Footnote 8. The final guest list had 110 people,